Lesson 150, Ether 12, verses 23 through 41. Introduction. In humble prayer, Moroni expressed a concern. He worried about the weakness he perceived in his writing and in the writing of other Book of Mormon prophets. The Lord responded with a promise to strengthen those who humble themselves and have faith in Him. Suggestions for teaching. Ether 12, verses 23 through 41. Moroni teaches that faith, hope, and charity are essential to salvation. Write the word strong on the side of the board and the word weak on the other side of the board. Give students time to ponder what they feel are their strengths. Then invite them to think about a few of their weaknesses or inadequacies. Ask them to raise their hands if they would like their weaknesses changed into strengths. Explain that Moroni taught about why we have weaknesses and how we can overcome them. Invite a student to read Ether 12, 23 through 25 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, identifying the weakness Moroni felt he and the other writers of the Book of Mormon had. Before students read, you may want to explain that the word Gentiles in these verses refers to the people who would live in Gentile nations in the latter days. What did Moroni worry would happen because of the weakness of those who wrote the Book of Mormon? Invite students to read silently the Lord's answer to Moroni's concern in Ether 12, 26 through 27. Ask them to look for a reason why God gives us weaknesses. Point out that Ether 12, 27 is a scripture mastery passage. You might encourage students to mark this passage in a distinctive way so they will be able to find it easily. Note, Ether 12, 27 is a scripture mastery passage, as was mentioned. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. To help students better understand the term weakness, as is used in these verses, ask a student to read the following statement by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Before the statement is read, ask the class to listen for two kinds of weakness Elder Maxwell identified. Quote, "When we read in the scriptures of man's weakness, this term includes the weakness inherent in the general human condition, in which the flesh has such an incessant or constant impact upon the spirit. Weakness likewise includes, however, our specific individual weaknesses, which we are expected to overcome. Life has a way of exposing these weaknesses." End quote. According to Elder Maxwell, what two kinds of human weakness do we read about in the scriptures? You may need to explain that the phrase general human condition refers to the weakness that resulted from the fall of Adam and Eve, or in other words, the weaknesses associated with the natural man, spoken of in Mosiah 3:19. Remind students that the scriptures sometimes indicate a principle by using the words if and then. The word if introduces something we must do, and then introduces an explanation of what will happen as a result of our actions. Invite students to review Ether 12, 27 silently, looking for if-then principles taught in this verse. Students should identify the following principles. Write them on the board. If we come unto Jesus Christ, then He will show us our weakness. If we humble ourselves and exercise faith in the Lord, then He will make weak things become strong unto us. Why do you think it is important for us to recognize our weaknesses? Point out the phrase, "come unto Jesus Christ," in the first principle. What are some things we can do to come unto Jesus Christ? Answers might include that we can pray, fast, repent, study the scriptures, participate in temple worship, serve others, and seek to develop Christ-like attributes. You may want to point out that, in most instances, overcoming a weakness means that, in addition to seeking the Lord's help, we must do our part. What does the second principle imply will happen if we choose not to humble ourselves and exercise faith in Jesus Christ? Our weaknesses will remain because we have refused the Lord's grace to help us overcome them. What do you think is meant by the phrase, "My grace is sufficient for all that humble themselves before me"? To help students answer this question, you may need to explain that grace is a divine means of help or strength given through the bounteous mercy and love of Jesus Christ, and made possible by the atonement. This enabling power or assistance will never run out, no matter how many people draw upon it. Invite students to share experiences they have had when the Lord has helped them, or someone they know, to overcome a weakness. Remind students that they should not share experiences that are too personal or private. You might also want to share an experience of your own. Note: encourage students to share a spiritual experience. You can trust that your students will have spiritual experiences to share. President J. Reuben Clark Jr. of the First Presidency observed, quote, "There is scarcely a youth that comes through your seminary door who has not been the conscious beneficiary of spiritual blessings, seen the efficacy of prayer, witnessed the power of faith to heal the sick, or beheld spiritual outpourings of which the world at large is today ignorant." End quote. To encourage application of the principles taught in Ether 1227, write the following phrases on the board. Number 1, recognize my weakness. Number 2, humble myself. And number 3, exercise faith in Jesus Christ. Invite students to write these phrases in notebooks or scripture study journals. Under the appropriate phrases, invite them to write, number 1, a weakness they feel they have. Number 2, a way they can humble themselves. And number 3, a way they can exercise faith in Jesus Christ so they can receive His help or grace to overcome the weakness they have listed. Assure students that as they follow through with what they have written, the Lord will make weak things become strong unto them. Invite students to read Ether 1226 and 28 silently, looking for how the Lord further responded to Moroni's concerns about his weakness. Point out the statement, "Fools mock, but they shall mourn." Based on what we have studied today, why do you think it is foolish to mock the weaknesses of others? Point out that Ether 1226 mentions meekness. You may want to explain that to be meek is to be humble and teachable, and to be patient in times of suffering. Why do you think we need to be meek in order to overlook the weaknesses of others? Before continuing, emphasize that if we are meek, we can receive the Lord's grace to help us overlook the weaknesses of others. Summarize Ether 1229 through 32 by explaining that Moroni taught about the importance of exercising faith and having hope in charity. You may want to explain that charity is the pure love of Christ. Invite students to read Ether 1233 through 35 silently, looking for reasons why it is important to exercise charity when confronted with the weaknesses of others. According to Ether 1234, what is the consequence we will face if we do not have charity? To conclude, invite students to read Ether 1238 through 41 silently. Ask them to write in notebooks or scripture study journals about what they are doing to respond to the invitation recorded in Ether 1241. Quote, "Seek this Jesus of whom the prophets and apostles have written." End quote. Testify that as we humble ourselves and exercise faith in Jesus Christ, He will make weak things become strong unto us. Encourage students to follow through with the plans they have written. You might also encourage them to seek the Lord's help in exercising charity when they are confronted with the weaknesses of others. Scripture Mastery, Ether 1227. To help students memorize Ether 1227, write the following words on the board and invite students to copy them on a piece of paper. If, come, show, weakness, give, weakness, humble, grace, all men, humble, if, humble, faith, weak, strong. Ask students to read Ether 1227 silently, noticing these words. Then invite them to recite as much of the verse as they can, looking only at the words on their papers. Encourage students to put the piece of paper somewhere they will find it later today or tomorrow. For example, in a pocket or in their scriptures. Invite them to review Ether 1227 whenever they see the piece of paper until they have the passage memorized. Commentary and background information. Ether 1227. I will show unto them their weakness. Elder Bruce C. Hafen of the 70 indicated that our struggle to overcome weakness is central to our purpose here on earth. Quote, "Our Father's plan subjects us to temptation and misery in this fallen world. So if you have problems in your life, don't assume there is something wrong with you. Struggling with those problems is at the very core of life's purpose. As we draw close to God, He will show us our weakness and through them make us wiser, stronger. If you're seeing more of your weaknesses, that just might mean you're moving nearer to God, not farther away." End quote. The following story is about a young man who experienced a fulfillment of the Lord's promise in Ether 1227. All young men in the church are encouraged to accomplish goals through the Duty to God program, and in some areas the scouting program. Jonathan Paris's parents were busy providing for his large family, and his friends ridiculed his efforts to achieve the rank of Eagle in the scouting program. Despite these difficulties, Jonathan set a goal and went to work. Over time and with the help and support of his young men leaders, he achieved his goal. He wrote, quote, "This experience taught me that no matter what obstacles or challenges come in my way, the Lord will help me overcome my shortcomings and weakness. It doesn't matter what background we come from or if we are rich or poor. We can achieve our goals because we have the Lord by our side." End quote. Supplemental teaching idea. Ether 12:26. Overlooking the weaknesses of others. Point out that one weakness many people struggle with is an inability to be humble and exercise faith when they encounter the weaknesses of others. Read aloud two or three of the following situations. Pause after each one and invite students to explain how having faith in Jesus Christ, having hope in obtaining eternal blessings, or acting with charity could help someone to act appropriately in the given situation. Number 1. An acquaintance or friend has traits that you find annoying. Number 2. A member of your ward gives a talk or lesson that you feel is boring. Number 3. Someone speaks critically about you. Number 4. A family member has a flaw that sometimes makes life challenging for you.